conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM.
All right, let's go down to the Western Cape. Authorities focusing on mop-up operations. Houses have been damaged, you've seen. Roofs blown away, glass being broken. Schools have been closed as well. The local government seeking more funds from national government to deal with some of the crises on the ground. Let's find out what's happening there at the moment with Colin Diner, Western Cape Disaster Management Centre. Colin, thank you. Colin, thank you very much for joining us. Good afternoon. How are the mop-up operations going?
Hi, John. Thank you, and good afternoon to your listeners. Yeah, so it's going well. We fortunately only had the 2 days, and then Wednesday was it stopped. It was still raining a little bit in the garden route, but we managed to start getting work done. So everybody is working. The big challenges at the moment, I think, in terms of humanitarian support, is in the garden route district. So we still have around about 400 people in Oudtshoorn that were affected. I got a call from Meisner this morning. They need some help with people also that were affected. We had to do a rescue day before yesterday, so that would be Tuesday, in the with people that that had got stuck in Kamkas Kloof, just between two rivers. So a lot of work happening there. That was not, you know, as hectic as the winds we had in the western part of the province. And obviously there we're still working on a couple of schools. So the schools reopened yesterday, but there's still 10 schools in the Cape Winelands and in the metro, so 6 in the metro and 4 in the Winelands, that suffered damage. And the fire brigades went out yesterday and assisted in quite a couple of areas to help with dangerous situations. And so there's a lot of work going on. And we obviously are hoping that by the weekend we should be pretty much back to normal.
A lot of trees blown over as well. Have they all been cleared out of roads and essential areas?
Mostly. There's very few roads. In the Overberg, there's still quite a couple of secondary roads, but in a lot of those roads are gravel roads, and the rains there were pretty heavy. But in the city, in and around Chapman's Peak is still closed, but generally most of the other roads have been taken care of.
I introed it by saying that the Western Cape looking for more money from the national government. Has there been any state of disaster being declared or something? Are there special arrangements being made that you've heard of?
Yeah, John, so it's a process. And the way that it works is that, first of all, we are expected to look into our own budgets and our own funding, which we do, after an incident like that. And then what we do is we do an assessment, and if we have a look at what all those damages were, we then request the National Disaster Management Centre to classify the disaster. So they will classify it either as a local disaster or a provincial disaster,
right,
and in a really bad case, a national one. And once we've received that classification, we can then declare a disaster. At the moment, we can't really say if that's going to happen. We still have to do the assessment.
Just explain, I haven't been following the news as closely as I should have, Colin Diner, over the last few days. On a scale of 1 to normal, 10 being normal, right? Oh, no, let's do it the other way. 1 is a normal big Cape Town winter storm that hits, and 10 is like the most extreme opposite of that. It's the worst thing ever. Where does those 2 days fall?
Yeah, in terms of the size of the incident, the enormity of the incident, considering it was the entire province, I would probably say around a 6 or 7.
Wow.
But what I would also qualify is, a lot of it depends on preparation. And you could have, with very little preparation, a devastating incident. And I think there was a lot of really good preparation done by everybody, by our traffic services, our infrastructure people, education, just the fact that they closed the schools. And I think, so the impact was not as severe as what I think it could have been with the amount of rain and wind we got.
I'm thinking of people in informal settlements. Are they all, obviously mopping up there is a completely different situation to somebody in the southern suburbs?
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of our focus has been there. So we have been working with National Human Settlements. They are responsible for what's known as the emergency housing grant. And I must say that the kits that they normally provide to the people have arrived today and are continuously coming to arrive in the next few days. So that's going well. And obviously, we focus with a lot of the work we have with the NGOs that we work with to put them in that direction, so that they assist with not just food, but blankets and all the other necessities. So yes, it is a different experience for them, and that's why we focus a lot on that.
All right, well, Colin, keep up the good work. Colin Diner, thank you very much. Western Cape Disaster Management Centre there.